I mean, when they moved to Pygreen Farm, because I mean that's where I grew up, it was just beautiful, you know, right. The ground, the soil. I mean, we even had our own, there was a watercourse that was so pure, it grew watercress. The farm was sort of on a hillside, but it was in a valley, but the house was at the top of the yard, and all around us we'd got coppices, woods, streams, you know, it was idyllic really. There was a footpath that went right over to Macclesfield, to the golf links. I mean, it was dry ground, it was not like round here, when you're just wading through bogs. We just had so many wildflowers all the time, you know, there was always something growing. Birds, kingfishers. Because, I mean, where the streams were, you'd got the woods, it was very secluded. I mean, we'd got badger sets up on the top. But I mean, the badgers weren't a problem. They haven't got TB because we never had any problems.
So you lived in that beautiful house for how long?
Well, till I got married. So we went there when I was 10, I think.
But you'd known that house all your
life? Oh, yeah, because it was my grandparents.
Yeah, As a teenager, how would you sort of describe your life on the farm?
Oh, I don't know. I had an idyllic life, really.
You think?
Yeah. It was great. I was never forced to do anything that I didn't want to do.
How many siblings have you got?
I've only got my brother.
You just got your brother. Is he older or younger?
Older.
He's older.
Yeah, so but he went to university. He wasn't interested in getting his hands dirty. He Bank of England.
Still there? Or?
Yeah, he's 68, but still goes in 2 days a week.
Wow.
Yeah, went into insurance first and... And went to Australia, and then he was selling companies off that had gone bankrupt. And I mean, I always had a job. There was a silk mill just down the road, well, off our lane, really.
Where's
in the village.
The silk mill?
Langley.
Oh.
Langley was sort of a mecca for silk.
Yes.
And then it Brockless Wisdoms folded, and then Polish gentleman, Marian Adamski and Frank Parker, who lives at Flash and develops mushrooms now.
Right.
They took it on, and it was called Park Adam. So I've been to the dentist one day. I was working with my dad on the milk round, but I love my dad to bits, but we couldn't work together.
Oh,
we used to fall out. And I've just been to the dentist, walking back, and one of the bosses, well, Frank, came up and said, "Can you type? Would you like a job?" And that's so I ended up in the silk mill, but I could walk to work virtually. You know.
Fantastic.
So I worked with my dad for about, I don't know, 12 months. And I used to work at weekends as well, just to give mum a break, really. On wet days, it was awful on the milk round, because you'd go with the milk and then they'd see you, "Can I have 5 pounds of potatoes?" So you'd go back. Then you'd get, "Can I have half a dozen eggs?" Go back. "Oh, have you got 20 cigarettes?" You're getting wetter and wetter.
Oh, no.
When we got married, we couldn't afford to live round Macclesfield because the properties were so expensive. That's hence why we came this way, because properties were cheaper. And I just lived in a normal house because my dad retired and there was no farm to go to. It was awful. So my dad said, "Don't you think you ought to be looking for somewhere with a bit of land?" Ooh, yes, perhaps so. So we bought this place. I mean, here, when I had my own cattle, it was very rare I used any vaccines or anything, because I think that if you've got pure ground, which ours was, I think they can cure themselves if they get an ill, because they just know what they can eat to cure themselves.
It's not for no reason that little yellow clover is called Black Medic, is it? You know what I mean?
That's right.
It is. They self-medicate with the substances that are in those mixed herbs and certainly all those. So can you remember a sort of range of the plants? Did you get vetches and all those things?
Oh, yeah, and we did. We had here. Even if you make silage out of it, you know, haylage, you can still see them because you've let it wilt. You've let the seeds gone back into the ground and it's just like opening up somebody's pressed flower book, isn't it? You know, which is amazing, really.
It's a lovely way to put it, actually.
Yeah. Well, it is.
It's a lovely way to put it.
It is. It is just like pressed flowers, isn't it? Because that's what they are. Because they just. I mean, the only reason I haven't got any cows now is because I've got arthritis and things in my hands, and I just can't do it. But I mean, when I first came here, I had Aberdeen Angus big cows, But every year the ground gets wetter and wetter, and before I finished I ended up with Dexter's, basically because they're smaller.
So they're not going to sink down
no,
below.
No, that's right. Yeah, I don't know how people can leave animals out round here all year round. Some do, but you know, you'd have no fields left.
Yeah, so talk me through then your attachment to this landscape. I mean, it's over quite a wide-ranging area, really, isn't it? Because where you grew up is, how far is that from
Macclesfield? Here? What, 25 minutes drive, isn't it?
Yeah, so
and
it's quite
Wilder
a long
Because, you know, my mum's parents were at Wilder Clough, so we went there a lot.
This great love that you've got. Because what would you say about farming? What does it mean to you?
Well, it's a way of life, isn't it? It's a vocation. Nowadays, you talk to young ones, and all they're interested in is what they're going to do with the money, where they're going at weekend, or, you know, they're just not interested in what they're doing, really, are they? I mean, there was nothing nicer to me, especially, I used to call the cows and stress busters. You go in, and they're all cudding, and they just lay there, and you walk in, and they sort of talk to you. So it may sound very eccentric, but they did.
Yeah.
And you just felt the weight of the world.
Yeah.
Was,
yeah.
And, it, you know, nowadays, people are so stressed up about everything. Paperwork kills everything. I mean, it's like the animals. I mean, my cows, they were just amazing.
Do you think, really, that to be successful in farming, you've got to love your animals? Do you think you have to?
Yeah, I think so.
Not all do they? Let's face it.
No, to me, if I was in charge of anything to do with agriculture and milking, every cow would go into a parlour and walk on rubber. Have you seen a cow that's been splayed out when it's walked in the parlour because it's slipped, because the floors are so shiny? And once a cow is splayed out, every time they go into that parlour, they literally shake.
Mm-hmm.
And if I was in charge, they would either... They'd definitely have to have some grooves in the concrete. Because, I mean, the size of their feet, there's not much of the cow's foot touching the floor, is there?
Do you feel that we've gone sort of a long way from this relationship?
Yeah, I think it's just a business, isn't it? It's not a way of life, it's a, you know...
So what do you think about, you know, the way things are going in the future? Do you applaud the way things are going, or do you think it's kind of going to hell in a handcart kind of thing?
Well, some things are getting better and some things are getting worse. I mean, it's like my husband now. I don't know if he does any contracting for any real farmers. They're all got another job, or they're getting older, or, you know, people are just dying out and farmers can't afford to buy the farms, can they? Well, I mean, my husband contracts. We had a new Valtra, and he's a mechanic. And after it was 2 years old, all these error codes kept coming up, and he's a mechanic, but he couldn't do anything. He had got to get somebody out with a laptop to tell what was matter with them.
Yeah.
And I said to somebody, I said, that tractor won't last long at our house. Sure enough, he went back. So he bought an older tractor that had got no electronics.
Yeah.
And then everybody said that, Jimmy's car must be in trouble. He's going backwards. But no, I'm sorry. He was going forwards because he can actually mend.
Yeah. Yeah.
You don't put electronics with cow muck, do you really?
No,
it's just
no.
It's a no-brainer.
Yeah.
Cow muck rots everything, and it gets into an ECU.
Yeah.
Whoa.
We haven't talked very much about this landscape, but it's a place that you love, isn't it? It's very variable, though, isn't it? Actually, the big, you know, can you tell me what it is you like about this territory that you have lived in all your life and that you've worked in?
I mean, the ground where I was in Cheshire was a lot kinder than it is here, but there's no comparison in the people.
Now that's interesting.
Say
us a little bit more about that.
I mean, Lee, it's an amazing town. It's probably the best town in the country, I would say, because you go in a shop, people give you the time of day. Go into Macclesfield, nobody knows any. I mean, even in my village at Langley, nobody knows anybody anymore because they commute to Manchester, they commute to Birmingham, and nobody knows anybody anymore. But round here, I've probably got more friends around here than I had when I was in Cheshire.
So this has retained it. It's got a genuinely rural character, and people haven't shifted. People aren't shifting about.
No, I think it's kept its roots yet, but It probably will, in time, it will go the way of everywhere else, won't it? Yeah, I mean, the only thing I don't like about up here is the amount of wet we get, fog, rain.
Just tell me what it is that you do now. So since you've been here, you felt you've got to have a piece of land. I know your dad said, make sure you get somewhere.
Yeah, well, it was probably because he used to come up and he was tinkering all the time. But, well, you miss the animals. I mean, I miss them now, but if you can't do it, you can't do it, can
what
you?
Have you got now? You've got no animals at all. So when did you lose
3 years ago.
3 years ago. Yeah. So what did you... This was your little Dexters, wasn't it?
Yeah, the Dexters. Yeah, I've got a really nice herd. Got my own bull, everything. I did everything by hand. I was a barrow and a fork person. Yeah. Which is very rare. People do not use barrows and forks anymore. They get the tractor out, which you could... You're just belting out fumes and...
yeah. You really feel passionately about this, don't you? About being... as low tech as you can be.
Yeah, I do. I mean,
Tell me a bit more about why. Is that what it feels like, or is that because you believe that's the right way to go?
Well, I think it's the right way to go. I don't think you can pollute all the time. I mean, you just got to, you know, you've got to be kind, haven't you? But you see, people aren't kind anymore, are they? Nobody cares anymore. Nobody thinks about anybody else. It's all, I'm all right, Jack, isn't it? I mean, there's nothing nicer. Like this morning, I walked the dogs up across the top, and you just stop because the skylark's there, and you think, wow, this is amazing, you know. And on my phone, I've got just videos. It's only the sound, really. It's just the lapwings and the curlews, because I think there's just nothing nicer than hearing that. And how many people hear that?